there is no siege and deprivation, and there is no unjust Israeli exercises that are claiming the lives and the dignity of the people of Gaza.
And also, Mr. Youssef, you just heard our correspondent Akram al-Satari outline the sentiments of the people in Gaza. Do you think Israel is ready to accept a Gaza without a siege, without restrictions imposed upon it?
Actually, after this 26 days of battles and fighting, I think the Israelis, they will understand right now that the Palestinians are not going to go back to the situation which imposed on them sanction, siege, and undermine their political system. Something like this is not anymore going to be acceptable. As Akram have said, this is now the Palestinian. They show after this determination and the great will to continue their struggle and showing this steadfastness, regardless of this mass deportation and also destruction and the scale of the people who are being killed and injured. The people insist this time we are not going to accept what the Israeli used to say. Now we will face the Israeli in the battlefield, and we will show them all the time that if we are bleeding, they're going to be bleeding. If there are casualties here, they're going to be casualties there. If we are suffering, they're going to be suffering. So this is the new occasion. I don't think the Israeli now, they will dictate on the Palestinian what kind of life they should live in. I think this is the beginning of the Palestinian independence, and this is the beginning for a long march toward restoring the Palestinian rights and the people, the refugees, inshallah, one day they will come back to their land. This is after this battle, the whole equation will be changed. Now we can, if we have the enough support from the Arab and Muslim countries, I think the challenge will be great, and we will be able to make the Israeli bleeding and think about leaving this country.
Okay, joining us also now from Gaza itself is Professor Hani Al-Bathous. He's with the Islamic University of Gaza. Professor Bathous, many thanks for joining us here on Press TV. Now, as we speak to you, reports say that the number of dead in the Gaza Strip has now risen to 1,460, and over 8,400 people have been injured over there. Now, as this death toll is now a staggering figure, there's no one in Gaza who hasn't lost a relative, lost a friend, lost a neighbor. And we did hear Riyad Mansour yesterday speaking to journalists at the United Nations saying that Israel must be held accountable for the atrocities it has committed in the Gaza Strip. As we talk about a ceasefire and a truce, will Israel be held accountable?
Of course we'll be held accountable. The Israeli side have committed atrocities in Gaza Strip. They have killed this number of people. Most of them are civilians, women and children. The Israeli side consider itself to be above international law, but the fact is that international law should be implemented. And I know that many cases will be taken against the Israeli leaders in the ICC, and the responsibility is on the Israeli elites, especially the Benjamin Netanyahu and his own cabinet. They have taken such a step towards the Palestinian civilians in Gaza Strip by killing about 1,500 people, and the destruction in Gaza Strip, the agony of the Palestinian people have increased for the past few weeks because of the action have been taken on the Gaza Strip. The onslaught, the attack, the criminal action which have been taken by the Israeli army against the Palestinian civilians should have consequences, of course, legal consequences. These legal consequences will be taken soon. It's not only against the Palestinian civilian. We have witnessed for the past few days many attacks on UN schools on the Gaza Strip. We have seen condemnation by the UN General Secretary Kofi Annan, Ban Ki-moon, sorry. So these condemnation and these kind of responsibilities by the international community should be lead to an action can be taken against the Israeli government, not to stop only the killing and the attack against the Palestinian people, but to take a legal action to prosecute all Israeli military elite and Israeli politicians who have responsibility towards the killing of the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip.
Well, Mr. Youssef, your opinion on this, do you think Israel will be held accountable for the crimes it has committed in the Gaza Strip, especially considering this is a third war in 6 years? Let's not forget the Goldstone report and the fiasco that we saw resulting in it, where Mr. Goldstone was forced to retract his statements regarding Israeli crimes in the Gaza Strip.
I think the Israeli will pay the price, and I'm sure now those war criminals and Netanyahu and the people around him, they will take into their consideration now that the International Criminal Court will be waiting for them. I do believe the mood has been changed in Europe. I heard from some Europeans, yani, who have been in Brussels, and they've been talking about this Israeli. All the time they succeeded to escape from any yani international they succeeded all the time yani to commit these huge scale war crimes and humanitarian and committing a crime against humanity and escape from any war punishment. This time they will be responsible for that. A lot of, even the Muslims who are living in the West, and especially in Europe, they will they will sue them to the court, to the international court, because also many of those Palestinian European who are living in Europe and having citizenship, they have relatives, they have brothers, sisters who've been killed or their houses been demolished. So I do believe this time the Israeli is not going to be find a safe haven in Europe where they can move and escape without being held responsible for their war crimes. I do believe this time is not going to be like the first time in 2008 or 2012. This time the Israeli, especially the war, the generals and the politicians who are committing these war crimes will be held responsible for their crimes.
Indeed. Let me just get a quick update on the situation in the Gaza Strip from our correspondent Akram Al-Satari. Now, Akram, the ceasefire is in place, yet the Israeli military is still on the ground in Gaza. John Kerry said they will not be retreating. Tell us a bit more about what the situation is like right now.
Well, as I'm reporting from Shifa, and as you continue in your debate with Dr. Ahmed Youssef and with Dr. Hanil Basous and with me here from Shifa, I could see some more cases coming to Shifa Hospital and with their families mourning and grieving over their very serious injury, and that gives you an insight into the continuous of the Israeli aggressive activities and opening the fire against the Palestinian population in the border nearby areas. So despite the fact that the ceasefire is taking effect, Israel is still targeting Palestinian population in the different areas and is still causing some injuries. And I think there's one or two cases that are in a very critical conditions, which means the number of people killed of this, because of this aggression is likely to increase as a result of the Israeli way of dealing with things and as a result of the American support for their semi-ceasefire agreement if they are continuing their military activities and the lines they said they would be continuing. I think the ceasefire would fall apart before the end of this day.
And Mr. Al-Basous, your opinion on the ceasefire, though it is a very fragile ceasefire agreement. However, we are looking forward to the indirect talks taking place between Israel and Hamas in Egypt right now. What do you think is going to come of it?
Well, I think most likely this ceasefire will last. I think both parties are committed somehow this time to this ceasefire because the call came from the United Nations and from the United States. And this call was to commit both the Palestinians and the Israeli side to stay and to stick to such ceasefire. And I think both want to have a truce and they want to have a long-term ceasefire, especially the situation went so bad in Gaza and on the Israeli side as well. Now, I cannot take the action which has been taken on the ground as the break of the ceasefire. We could witness some incidents here and there on the northern and the southern, maybe the eastern side of the Gaza Strip. We could have some random incidents by shooting. The Israeli army could shoot some people who could come close to the border and could come close to the area where the Israeli tanks are located. But in general, I think the Israeli army would stick to this ceasefire because the Palestinian factions have committed themselves. I think this might lead, most likely would lead, to a permanent ceasefire. We are waiting now the Palestinian delegation from the Gaza Strip, from Hamas and Islamic Jihad and other Palestinian factions to meet the Israeli, indirectly to meet the Israeli side in Cairo through the Egyptian mediator. And this talk will most likely lead in the next 2 days to something positive. I'm quite sure that something would come up in the next 2-3 days. This is why 72 hours we're giving as a ceasefire, a humanitarian ceasefire, but this time is not the same like before. This
okay,
time,
we're going to have to wait and see how this pans out. I'm afraid we've run out of time. That was Hani El-Bassous, professor with the Islamic University of Gaza, joining us from Gaza. Also from within Gaza, joining us was Ahmed Youssef. He's a former senior advisor to the Palestinian Prime Minister. And of course, our correspondent Akram Al-Satari, standing by with the very latest from the Gaza Strip. Akram, thank you very much. We're going to take a short break here on Press TV. We'll be back in just about 3 minutes' time with the world news in full and all your latest coming out of Gaza. Don't go away.